I'll go ahead and take members of the public right now, please. You each have 2 minutes, and there are six of you, so that should take 12 minutes. Plenty of time to get back on the record. First person up is Margie Wilkinson, followed by Daniel Borgstrom, Andrea Pritchett, Sasha Futren, Nicholas Roberts, and Virginia Browning. Thank you for coming today and speaking to us. And Akio Tanaka, I see. Thank you.
This is the last time you're going to see me, right? I want. My first question is, are you all set for rides to the airport? Because there are two of us here from Berkeley who are willing to give rides to the airport. So when you break up, talk to us. Me and Barbara both have cars, and we're willing to help. Okay. I just wanted to finish up what I was talking about yesterday. Remember lawsuits and unfair labor practice charges?
Sorry, ma'am. Thank you.
The thing I wanted to say about unfair labor practice charges is that in a progressive organization and an organization that looks towards world peace and humanitarian rights and things like that, it seems to me that the employer should do whatever it can to avoid unfair labor practice charges and to work in cooperation with unions. And I urge all of you to do that in your local stations and nationally. And to try and develop a collaborative relationship with the unions that represent the paid staff, and to help figure out ways of providing a relationship with the unpaid staff that allows for the resolution of grievances and disputes. I heard Bonnie Faulkner talk, I think that was on Friday, about money of being reimbursed for travel time. I think that's the way I heard it was that was a grievance and it needs to be resolved and management needs to talk about it and take care of it and develop a policy that's clear to everyone. The thing I wanted to say about the lawsuits is that I urge those of you who talk about the lawsuits to talk about them honestly. It's my impression that the actual active lawsuits now that are costing Pacifica a lot of money are those that have been brought by disgruntled former employees. And I think if we had a real comprehensive and clear HR policy, we could avoid those kinds of lawsuits and save ourselves a lot of money.
Thank you, Margie. Next speaker is Daniel Borgstrom.
Hello, I'm Daniel Borgstrom. And yesterday I was at an Occupy meeting. This afternoon, I'll be at an Occupy demonstration to counter the Obama Fund event in Oakland. It's scary. All of this is scary. But I don't have to tell you about this because I think most of you have been to Occupy events and they point guns at you. You know that. Okay. Right now, let's face it, we do know what Occupy still exists, but it is in a lull right now. Last fall, it was big. You know, there are these things, there's ebbs and tides in these things. From that viewpoint, I think we have to look at Pacifica. I want to see Pacifica kept together as one entity. One entity. Now, there are people who want to break off KPFA. No. There are people, I've also heard people say, well, we can't afford WBAI, we have to sell it. At some point we do have to make cutbacks. Let's face it, we do. If we really cut back, okay, we have to do it, but let's keep it together. Let's keep those signals, hang on to them. Do I still have time?
It'll ring when you have 45 seconds. Go on.
Okay. One thing. I want to speak to the possibility. I've heard about selling WBAI. Okay. Here's what would happen. First, we lose a station, a signal. That's a major problem. Another thing is we'd have a huge influx of cash. What happens then? Sounds great. And then we budget ourselves accordingly and create a system that we create a budget. We can't, that's not sustainable. We would just, the money, the influx would be damaging. I mean, disastrous. So let's keep Pacifica together. And I have articles about this on my website, Google Daniel's Free Speech Zone. Daniel's Free Speech Zone.
Thank you, Daniel. Next speaker is Andrea Pritchett.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I know it's been a long 4 days for y'all, and God bless all of you.
Thank you. You too.
Now I want to say the other part of that was, why didn't you let me in this morning? Why didn't you let the public in? What the heck?
Sorry.
Here to help.
We know that.
You guys are cutting.
Apologies.
See, it's a really losing strategy to cut yourself off from the base, right. You know, and to be in isolated rooms. If there's information that needed to be imparted, ask the gentleman to write it, to send it later, if it's specific to prices or proprietary content or whatever. But it's a bad look. It's a bad organizing strategy to cut us out.
Thank you.
Had I been allowed to tell you this before, there's ideas for development. There's a little plan here that we're trying to harmonize with what's happening here, how we can do that on a local level. Personally, I want to see Pacifica start its own membership drive to recruit people to subscribe to Pacifica and have access to the Pacifica Radio archives. As a school teacher, I know I would appreciate access to that resource. I think other people across the country would. Maybe it's a way to generate income in the short term. Should we? But who's going to act? Who's going to do it? Where's the action plan? And I feel sad that we didn't have a more working public session. You know, I feel like sometimes we're reinventing the wheel to hire these consultants or so forth. They're going to come and spend 3 or 4 months studying to learn what so many of us already know. But whatever, if that's the only way to go, you know, I don't want to stop it. But I don't want us to cut ourselves off from the resources that already exist. So I'd like to distribute this to you.
If you'd be so kind as
to give it a look, I would appreciate that.
I'm just pass it to the first person, it'll get passed. Thank you for preparing it. We do appreciate your feedback and ideas.
There we go.
We
all
do.
Right. Thank you, guys. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Sasha Fuchon, followed by Akio Tanaka, Nicholas Roberts, Virginia Browning, and Stan Ritz?
Woods.
Sorry, thank you. Oh, I've heard of you. Okay, go ahead, Sasha.
Well, Andrea Pritchett and I are in agreement once again in public comments this weekend, which was refreshing. I am also very upset about so much of this meeting being in private session. I think there is really no reason to have so much discussion privately. I understand that certain things have to be confidential. But when you're talking about the broad strokes of the direction we're going in, I have not seen any discussion of that whatsoever. And I find the direction, as proposed by the executive director, to be one that is a downward spiral. You've heard me on that before and gotten my emails. The other thing that disturbs me is here we are at the end of the meeting and we're in financial straits and we never got an executive director's report and we never got a board chair's report and we never got the National Finance Committee's report. What's wrong with this picture? This is an $11 million organization, and you're not running this at all in a business-like manner. And let me tell you, just because we're a nonprofit doesn't mean that business-like and financially responsible should be anathema. So, you know, this is, I mean, we're doing things ass backwards, excuse me, as far as I can see. The other thing I'd like to tell you is, as you know, we still have an IGM and our pool of general manager candidates were rejected. And in a meeting about 3 weeks ago with Arlene, Margie Wilkinson, the chair, and I met with the executive director and we were given new criteria that are in no job description, which includes that our general manager has to have had experience managing at least a minimum of $1 million budget, at least 50 people, and has to have been doing that for a minimum of 5 years. I would like to suggest that is not in the job description. And it seems to me that it is somewhat different than others have been required of, and y'all just hired yourselves permanent general managers, and we can't do it. Because the executive director won't. Thank you.
Thank you, Sasha. And my apologies for those reports not having been forwarded to the public. The executive director has a report prepared. It's not her fault that she hasn't been able to, in the timing. So we will be having a phone meeting in 2 weeks. And I think it would be reasonable to ask that our written reports be put up on the website since we were not able to present them here today. So I'll work with technical staff to see that that happens so that you have access to those reports. Okay? Thank you. I'm sorry? I do understand that. We have spent a lot of time in executive session this weekend, and my apologies to the public for that, too. We are dealing with very weighty matters and trying.
If I may, just 10 seconds, seriously. We're in financial straits. The first thing you do is you hear from the executive director about that. Then you hear from the chair. Then you have your meeting and your discussion and your considerations, not after the meeting is over after 3.5 days.
Thank you, Sasha. Points well taken. Next speaker is Akio Tanaka, please.
I know. So, how? Anyway, over the past couple of times, I also said that financial crisis that's facing Pacifica is mainly because of our economy.
I hear a lot. Excuse me, Akio, I'm going to start your time over, please.
Yeah, sure.
I hear a tremendous buzz in the room. Please, everyone, it's time grows short. We have very few people. Please be patient. Thank you. Now you may begin.
Okay. So the financial crisis is mainly because of the economy that we face, and also the fact that, you know, during the boom times, at least at KPFA, we added, you know, way too many people, and we're suffering the consequence of that. And we had to, we can't lose the sight of the original vision of Pacifica, which was that it was supposed to be a platform for the community voices. That's what the original, you know, vision that was put forth. But because of all of the intervening economics and people's needs, political pressures comes to bear, and then we lose sight of that vision. And I think that, you know, like Arlene Engelhardt, she knew about the vision, that she was down there listening as a listener, heard the, you know, radio, volunteered, and then worked up. So she knows what community radio is about, and we all have to keep a vision of that. One of the things that's, you know, is disturbing is that because of the financial interests and political pressure that you make compromises. Like, you know, at one time some congressmen actually were fighting for, you know, people, but now all they want to do is be reelected, and so you know how that went. And similar thing happened when, you know, you have a job and you want to keep it, and you have political weight to bear, and you bring that on an organization that had a different kind of an original vision, and then it gets distorted. And so yesterday was at the beginning I was saying that it's irony that there's no peace at Pacifica, but it's a greater irony that through all this process that we achieve peace by destroying Pacifica's vision. And then that is, you know, something that we should avoid doing at all costs. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tanaka. Next speaker is Nicholas Roberts.
Hi there, everybody. Hi. My name is Nicholas. I live in Berkeley. I'm an Australian student, and I have a wife and son here in Berkeley. I met Andrew Phillips here through the Occupy Oakland, Occupy Berkeley, Occupy Cal circus, and through an informal sort of consultation process, I've crystallized a couple of documents that are proposals for what we've called Pacifica Expanded, and it's kind of like a positive vision for an internet strategy or a transmedia strategy for the Pacifica network, not just the foundation, but all from the grassroots, free speech, citizen journalist, all the way through to the foundation. I've got a background in media. I've worked in community media as a technical manager, and I've also worked as webmaster for 30 newspapers at the Australian headquarters of Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation. And anyway, so I've seen the spectrum, and I've created the latest version of the document, which is called which is a business plan, or supposedly it's a bit thin, but yeah, I won't go into the details of it. I guess it's a straw man for folks out there to have a look at and to sort of. Anyway, it's a positive vision. I haven't been involved at all in Pacifica other than hanging out with Andrew, and just has been an informal sort of consultation, and we get to talk Australian to each other. We're the only people in Berkeley who understand each other.
Would you like to email it to us?
I can do that, yeah.
Yes, it's pnb@pacifica.org. You're more than welcome to mail any positive ideas, development ideas, suggestions for the board.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. next speaker is Virginia Browning.
Hi. First, I just want to recommend Aki Tanaka's flyer that he's very, very clear in here. A lot of us have been trying to answer the disinformation campaign by Save KPFA. And Aki does an excellent job of talking, finally being able to address the union issue, too. It's really well done. Also, regarding the web, a problem at KPFA is that the people that run the web hold their cards so close to their chest. And, you know, that joke about the Stockholm syndrome that Andrew made yesterday, I know that some of you already know that's probably not a total joke. But, okay, so on to why I have spoken about the morning show other than just getting riled up because of the other people before me. The elections, to me, are important. I mean, everybody, you know, there's this whole bunch that say, oh, they're clunky, they're expensive. But some organizations run without an elected board, but this is a potentially very powerful organization nationwide. That's why people are fighting in the background. And I don't see a way without some form of elected board that you can keep the two parties and their corporate backers from continuing to try so hard to control this. And if you have the Democratic Party, the most radical thing on there, it's hardly radical, and it's not going to help the earth aside that's going on for next generations to come. So I hope that makes sense as far as that goes, why I have done that. There's a news reporter, an unpaid staff member, that wrote a really great thing. She does a report saying that few people know that in Rwanda now, no one's noticed the U.S.-backed military dictatorship resumed war that produced the worst killing field since World War II. Not giving anyone a hard time for not noticing, I'm deciding to refocus on this. I've given as much time to this, she says she spends time on the weekends feeling resentful part of the time, the last two hours that she works on this, because of the 4 minutes each of the paid staff in the news department get for rehashing headlines from other places, whereas she gets no money for doing the story that is not being reported anywhere else, and she's excellent.
Thank you, Ms. Browning. You're past time. Thank you. Stan Woods.
Yeah, hi, I'm Stan Woods, a former member of the KPFA LSB and also the Program Council, which unfortunately no longer exists, but hopefully it will be revived. We need it more than ever, and I feel that every station should have a democratically selected decision-making program council. There's a lot of things I could say. Obviously, I'm opposed to the recall, those who know me, and I'm also reject a lot of the allegations that have been floating around KPFA, but I won't spend my time getting into that. It's been said repeatedly. We're in a national election year, and like many listeners, I listen to KPFA not because I'm a radiophile. Actually, I like TV better, I confess, because I've been a political activist all my adult life. And one thing that really troubles me, election year after election year, there's some exceptions to the contrary, but within Pacifica spectrum, there's really not fair coverage for progressive third-party candidates. It constantly occurs. Everybody gives lip service to it, but it rarely happens. So for those of you that have any say over the broadcasting content, I hope, for example, Pacifica, I don't know if you are or not, if there's a national coverage from Charlotte at the Democratic Convention, I hope you won't just be broadcasting the platitudes from the floor, but you'll be broadcasting the people in the street. I'm not talking about the damn teabaggers. I'm talking about people to the left of Obama and the left of the Democratic Party. And I hope local, not only state, local, and federal candidates from the Greens, Peace and Freedom Party, to ballot status parties in California, or the Mountain Party in West Virginia, or various other progressive parties, I hope you'll give them real coverage. It's been a real struggle. The late Peter Camejo, that many of you may know, when he ran as a gubernatorial candidate in recall in California, he said, much to his dismay, he got more coverage and fairer coverage on KTVU. It's Channel 2 TV in Oakland. It's actually owned by Fox, and he got from KPFA. And so I really hope you guys will give alternative parties a fair shot. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your comments. Are there any members of the public who have not yet spoken who wish to do so? Okay. Thank you all. We really appreciate your coming today and sharing your thoughts with us.